And now a couple of shout-outs. The first is for Benson's Shops from David and Jackie King. Went to number 25 for coffee this morning, as we do several times a week, and we couldn't help noticing that it doesn't seem as well visited recently. Okay, there has been a change in ownership, but the staff, the new owner, and the coffee, stroke food, are as good as ever. It would be a shame to lose number 25, but if it isn't used, then we will lose it, as we have done the village butcher. It would be great if we all got behind our village shops. And the second shout-out comes from Peter Clark, and it's for Sue Cooper. I was intrigued to see that Michael Goss's picture on the July issue covers exactly the same buildings as those on Anona Hewitt's drawing on the very first issue of the BB in September 1994. It got me digging out that issue and reading what I and others had written over three decades ago. Don Fletcher chaired the BB committee and Anne Miller wrote an article on gardening. May they rest in peace. Andrew Hawken was the vicar, and I have no idea if he is still alive. But what really amazed me was to read a report from Sue Cooper as district councillor. Here she now is, writing a similar report over three decades later. It gives me the opportunity to say what a great deal we owe her, and to say a very big thank you for all she has done for Benson and New Elm, and for South Oxfordshire in general.